Tell me when. Wait, was it going then?
Hey friends, welcome to Inside Out Growth Podcast,
hosted by me, Molly,
and me, Paris.
From fitness to friendships,
and self-love to studies,
we're here as your friends. So chill out
and relax,
whilst we help you to grow on the inside,
to glow on the outside.
Hello guys, and welcome back to Inside Out Growth. Unfortunately, I am here by myself today. Molly is not with me, which is such a shame. It's going to be quite weird doing it on my own. Literally, I'm just sitting in my room, had a nice lunch, and now I'm just looking out my window and kind of trying to just dewind, if that makes sense. So Molly is actually, just as we speak, she reunited with Jimmy, which is her boyfriend, who's on a year abroad, in Colombia at the moment, which is really cool. So she's literally traveled halfway across the world to see him, which is just so cute. But yeah, so that's why I am on my own today. Today's episode's gonna kind of be about doing you for you, like showing up for yourself and doing all these self-improvement, inside out growth type of things, but doing it for you, no one else, and kind of putting yourself first and learning how to almost flourish into someone who you want to be. Which I'm not gonna lie, I'm not gonna sit here and think I've got that all figured out, but I can kind of just give you some advice and tips as to where I am on that journey with me, what I know friends have done who are kind of on the same path, and things like that. And I'm not a spiritualist person, but like, I'm just gonna share you some tips that I have. First of all, as per usual, we're going to do a win of the week, and this time I'm not going to stutter and think about it because I actually did think about it before. My win of the week is definitely the fact that I have unfortunately been to the physio a few times in the past 2 weeks, and I've really injured my lower back through poor form when it comes to deadlifts. I just hinged it the wrong way, didn't really engage my core enough, which was a self-inflicted injury, which is so annoying, but it's been a very slow process in terms of getting it back up to full strength. So I've been off strength training for, this is my second week now, which, as I said before, is just such a huge part of my daily routine, and now not to have that in my life is so strange. But kind of just being grateful that I can still move my body in different ways that still can set me up for a great day and release some endorphins. Like, I'm not immobile, which is a weird thing to be grateful for, but a lot of people don't have that privilege. So just kind of being grateful for that and really allowing myself to rest in light of last week's episode. So that's been a really big win for me. In terms of my rack track, I'm kind of going to throw it back, and I'm actually going to say Smile by Lily Allen. It's on my sister's playlist on Spotify, and like, kind of cringe, but like, when I miss my family, we have like a family Spotify, I go and listen to their playlist. So I think it's called, her Spotify is Gigi Coulson, and it's called Noose of Splendid. It's actually just such a banger of a playlist, so kudos to you, Gigi, for that. Right, so let's get into the episode today. We're on episode 5, super exciting. Again, love the comments that have been coming from our episodes. A lot of you have been saying that it feels like you're speaking to a friend or like listening to a friend's conversation, which is so complimentary for us. So that's exactly what we wanted to kind of foster and reiterate into our, like, see, sometimes words don't come to me, but into our aura, almost, of our podcast, the vibe. Right, so first I want to talk about taking the plunge for you. So when it comes to, for example, my fitness account, it was a very skeptical process that I've talked about before, about what it's like to kind of make that account, and it was quite a strange start. I didn't really want to do it, and then I just kind of told myself, what is the thing that's stopping you from doing it?
And genuinely, it was the fear of other people's opinion and the fear that I would go back to uni and people would judge me and that I'm not the fittest person in the world. I'm not the most qualified person ever. The list goes on, but I kind of rerouted it back to the main purpose as to why I was doing it. And the reason why I created the fitness account initially was for me, to hold me accountable for becoming the best version of myself. So for example, like yesterday I posted a reel on kind of like a day in the life, what I eat in a day. And 2 years ago, I could never imagine doing something like that because I knew in my heart of hearts that I probably wasn't eating the right amount. I was living a bit of an obsessive lifestyle. So the reason why I was making this account was to better myself so that eventually I would be able to post what I eat in days and what I do in a days and feel comfortable and content. And I can tell you now that I would never have dreamt that I'd be living the life I'm living and doing the things I do in terms of a day-to-day lifestyle that allow me to feel so relaxed and at ease with rest and eating lots and nourishing my body. So I completely did just disregard those little thoughts in my head that were telling me, no, people are going to judge you, don't do it. Because you know what? The people that judge me, in my opinion, they don't really belong in my life path. And at the end of the day, sometimes it does just come down to jealousy. I can say for myself, when I was probably 3 years ago, thinking, oh, that's quite cool, that fitness count, but I'd critique things because it was a mean girl thing to do, don't get me wrong. I'd critique things about other people's lifestyles, but deep down, in a weird, kind of twisted way, I was just really jealous that they were doing something that I knew I wanted to do, but didn't really have the confidence to do it. So this is me telling you that, like, if you're wanting to make a fitness account, if you're wanting to enter into this marathon, if you're wanting to, I don't know, make a recipe account or a blog or do a singing video on your Instagram, if you're worried about what people think of you, then you need to really just reroute this into bettering yourself. The reason why I'm doing this is to make you happy. Second thing I kind of want to talk about is why you should do these things. So the reason why, for example, in my case, I wanted to make my fitness account was to share my passion and my journey and for others to seek like comfort and reassurance in my posts, and they can relate and share advice and facts that I wish I knew when I was really struggling. And I got so much comfort from people like Millie G Fit that I kind of wanted to give back to that community of people for myself, selfishly, to make myself feel better that someone helped me. So the fact that I could give back to, even if it's one person that benefits from it. So again, it was to benefit myself in terms of self-fulfillment, but also just giving back. I feel like that's a huge thing and it makes you feel really good. So this is the thing when it comes to that account you want to make or that video you want to post, or I'm thinking it very tailored to me and my life, but something my very wise friend once said to me, I'm going to read out the messages actually. So I wanted to do this business plan, like execute this business plan to do boot camps in a gym. And there were so many barriers in the way. And she's actually got her own business. She does online coaching. And I was like, oh, there's so many barriers. Like the gym, the money, it's cold outside. I can't do it outside. And she goes, stop complaining and putting it off. What's the worst that can happen, you sausage? Worst case scenario is that no one comes and you've lost nothing. If you're positive and believe in it, then other people will too. Which is so true. It comes back to you are your biggest supporter. There is no one that is going to know inside out how passionate, how hard you work, except yourself. So something that I have every single day is the app I Am, and I've talked about it a lot, and this app is incredible. So it just says loads of things that you can tailor to yourself. So that can show on your phone. That can be motivational quotes, self-love, self-encouragement, blah, blah. But one I really liked is, love yourself first because that's who you'll be spending the rest of your life with. So you can go and please all these people, for example, not posting that Instagram reel or not creating that Instagram account. But at the end of the day, you are the person that is where motivation comes from within. You're the person that is going to be with you for the rest of your life. So you need to start doing things for you and less for other people. So you want to also, in terms of this, you can, something I found to start showing up for myself is I set boundaries to kind of avoid hurting my inner self, if that makes sense, to really show up and give my best self out. Because in my opinion, there's a lot of internal work that has to go on to give your best external self out. So don't get me wrong, I'm still working on it. I don't give my best all the time. As I've said before, when I'm having a crap day or a crap week, I'll complain about it till the end of the earth. And my mates will be like, Paris, all you're doing is complaining. Which is, I don't want to be that girl. I don't want to be the one that I will leave a room and some people are like, oh, we're really worried about her, like, all the time. That is something that really kind of sprung me into action, that I have to change, but the change is only going to come from me. Nothing changes if nothing changes. So I'm still working on boundaries, but things I do is no phone before bed, because all that does for me is it really stresses me out. So like if I have Snapchats to reply to, it sounds so spoilt brat, but like if I have Snapchats to reply to or Instagram DMs that I've read or I'm online, I feel so overwhelmed by the pressure to reply that it just stresses me out before bed, and then I go to sleep worrying. So that's something I do to kind of protect myself and protect my inner self, in terms of, I don't want to be anxious before bed. That's just going to give me a really bad night's sleep. I also don't go on my phone when I wake up, because at the end of the day, I go on Instagram. And subconsciously, I wish it wasn't like this, and I wish I could tell you that it's only, no, this actually doesn't happen to everyone, but happens to me quite a lot. I wake up and I see that someone's doing a gym workout, or I see that someone's looking some way for some event or does something, and I instantly, unfortunately, compare myself. I compare myself to be that, and I wish it wasn't that, because I am so happy with where I am in life, and I would not be where I am or who I am if I fostered those things that other people are doing. I've tried so hard to tailor a lifestyle to my future self and who I want to be, that giving into other people's routines isn't going to serve me and isn't going to get me where I want to be. So when I first wake up, I don't go on my phone, because if I'm stimulating my brain first thing in the morning with social media and that blue light, and that's what's gonna, I'm gonna rely on to carry me through for the rest of the day. Same with caffeine. If I wake up, I don't have a coffee until at least an hour within the time I've woken up, because if my body is having that stimulant the first thing in the morning, that's what it's gonna rely on for the rest of the day. It's gonna rely on that to trigger it and keep it going. There's some science in it, guys, but I can't tell you that right now. I also have really fallen in love with journaling in the morning. Literally just kind of, I was really not a fan of it. And then I heard a lot of people say, I wasn't a fan of it till I tried it, blah, blah, blah. I was just like, no, it is not for me. I'm bored. But my best friend, Maddie, she does it before she goes to bed every night. And I was like, tried it. And I was like, nah, realistically, if I'm going to put my phone away, I either want to sleep or read a book. Like, I don't really want to sit up and journal. Like, it just makes you tired and I give up. So then I started in the morning, and that's been really helpful for me, because I don't start the day with comparison. I start the day with reflection on, okay, if something is kind of bothering me and I'm not really sure what it is, I'm going to write out exactly how I feel. Like, do I feel stressed today? I feel stressed today because it just makes you really think about your feelings and yourself and what's going on in your head. So that's something that I found really useful. My friend Zoe, she is also kind of doing a social media detox at the moment, and start the day she reads the news, because she doesn't have her phone to go on and look on someone else's Snapchat story or Instagram or whatever. So she finds that really helpful. But again, this kind of shows you can't use your life as a comparison to someone else's. If I adopted Maddie's nighttime routine of using my journal in the evening, and literally it was so unproductive for me and I was losing sleep over it, then it's just, it counteracts the whole point of doing you for you. So I took Maddie's advice and I said, okay, I'm not going to journal in the evening because that doesn't work for me, but I'm going to try what will potentially work for me, journaling in the morning. And now it's great and I really enjoy it. But this again comes with like social media, right? So someone that does 5-day workouts but of running on Mondays, did lower body on Tuesdays, mobility on Wednesdays with another run, like that is them and that's what they're fostering for themselves. But we're never gonna grow internally if we're continuously comparing ourselves to someone else and someone else's lifestyle. Right, so that kind of goes on to the comparison trap, which I genuinely do believe in the quote that comparison is the biggest thief of joy. And I feel that this is so prevalent in this day and age in social media because people are constantly doing their workout splits or what I eat in the days to look like this or to weigh this much. But at the end of the day, no body is the same. Nobody has the exact same muscle breakdown. Nobody has the exact same muscle fibers. Everyone enjoys different forms of exercise. Everyone has different immune system, digestive systems, hormone levels. So what I do is never going to foster the exact same results as somebody else. So in terms of exercise, me personally, I don't like CrossFit. I will never like CrossFit. Can't do compound movements, makes me feel really defeated. and it's not even in the good way where I'm like, yeah, I need a challenge, this is awesome. I just don't enjoy it. I never have. But for other people, I know for a lot of my friends, it's a good endorphin release because you're lifting heavy, you're challenging, you're doing a bit of cardio, gets the heart rate up, blah, blah, blah. But if I look back and think about the reasons why I exercise, it's because it makes me feel really good. If I'm comparing myself to why somebody else can do CrossFit and that's amazing because they look like this or they can do this, but at the end of the day I'm not enjoying it, I have to kind of rethink into the purpose behind it, and it's to make me feel good. So the reason why I work out is to feel excited, to wake up and feel ready for the day, excited for what's to come. And it's almost a form of self-care because it makes me feel, I love it. It makes me feel ready. But it's great. So if you don't make time to kind of work on and find things and aspects that contribute to creating the life that you want, then you're eventually going to spend a lot of time dealing with the life that you don't want. Because you're going to be constantly living in this life that's following someone else's dream or following someone else's plan or what you should be doing or what your parents think you should be doing or what your career path is saying you should do or your uni degree is suggesting. You kind of need to really pin down and rethink as to why you do things. And at the end of the day, as I said before, you're going to be spending the rest of your life with yourself. So it's really start... If you haven't, it's kind of time to kind of start showing up for you and doing things for you because you want to build a routine that fills your cup, no one else's, because if you're obsessed with someone else's routine, you can easily lose sight of your own happiness. And that's happened to me before. There have been times where I was, I don't know, 15, trying to follow someone else's uber productive routine. They'd get up, they'd go to the gym, they'd go for a walk, then they'd sit down and work from 9 till 12, and then they'd do all these things. But at the end of the day, I was just getting tired and bored, and it just wasn't a very good sustainable lifestyle. I was listening to a podcast the other day, and it was basically talking about listening to your, and celebrating your own wins, because if you can't praise yourself for ticking off a goal, whether that be in work, or that be a certain amount of pull-ups in the gym, or getting a really good grade, or something like that, who will? Who's going to celebrate these wins initially if you don't? Because you're the only person that knows how hard you worked to get this result. And if we're relying on other people to give us this praise, then we have to rethink as to what is the main reason underpinning why we're doing what we're doing. So that's a bit of a deep alternate Paris's mind perspective brain dump on everyone listening today. I hope you all enjoyed it. Obviously, it's very different doing it on your own, and I can guarantee you that it will get better, but this is just a way of me articulating my thoughts and feelings surrounding the comparison trap, because genuinely, I think as cringe as it sounds, everyone actually is so unique in their own ways, and that is what makes us us. I'm friends with people, I admire people because they are themselves and there is no one else like them. That is all I'm going to leave you with today, but again, thank you so much for listening. Any feedback would be really appreciated. Obviously, I want to make this as good as it can be. Obviously, not having my soldier Molly here has been a little bit tricky, but it's a good challenge. Filling my cup today for taking something quite challenging off. Have the best rest of your week, everyone. And I'm sending you all the love to go and show up for yourself and do you for you, because no one else can do it. Right, guys, have a good week. Bye.